Hey, good evening and welcome to another edition of Sports Look here on Care Radio, brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management, Gerber Electric, High Voltage Bar and Dance, Exchange Bank, and Petro Convenience Store. Well, the upcoming sports schedule, pretty hectic, but we're in that last surge before the holiday break, and tonight, and shortly after Sports Look here, we're going to be in Winchester, Kansas. It'll be Jefferson County North and Troy. A little non-conference get-together tonight here on CARE. Friday, we're going to go to Donovan West, where Valley Falls is going to be in town. Saturday, we will have Benedictine basketball. The men and women at Clark, games at noon and 2. And Tuesday, it is going to be ACCHS and Horton. That is the last game of the opening semester. How about that? That all said, with a lot of things coming up and a big sports schedule, because we've had a lot of games going on around the area recently. High school basketball the other night, I got to get out to Effingham. ACCHS playing well here in the early going.
Yeah, you talk about the Tigers. Yeah, I mean, having a real nice start to the season. ACCHS girls were able to come away with a 50-31 victory there. And then the guys. The ACCHS guys have found themselves in some close games this year, have found some ways to win, and able to hold off Valley Falls the other night, 50-41. And
it was a game, they got down early. I mean, they were down 6-0, and when you get down early like that, anything could go wrong, but the Tigers did a good job of staying with the program, battling back, not getting shaken, not getting rattled, and Coach Smith did a good job of keeping his guys focused and eyes on the prize.
So, taking a quick look around some games that happened the other night, you had, in ladies' action, Donovan West knocked off Troy 57-28, Riverside over Sabetha 50-40. It was Jackson Heights knocking off Moore Hill Mount Academy ladies 54-25. Pleasant Ridge able to outlast Horton in that ball game. It was Oskaloosa defeating McLeod 49-45, and another game of some interest, Nemaha Central girls over Hiawatha, 38-24. In boys action, Donovan West didn't score enough points, right? Troy, wow, 69 points as they were able to knock off Donovan West, 69-22. So, Troy, a team that you're going to see, we saw them back in football. We laughed at that time. How many of those guys on that roster were over 6 foot? And, I mean, you just think they're a big athletic team.
Yeah, tall and athletic. And I'm kind of interested. Not only are we going to see Troy, but in a couple of days we'll be seeing Donovan West. So we'll get a chance to eye up some of these teams here in the first semester.
The Moore Hill Mount Academy boys putting up a lot of points the other night. They scored 65 points as they were able to edge Jackson Heights 65-32. It was Horton over Pleasant Ridge 50-36. Perry LeCompton scores 62 and leaves Jeff West behind. Also in boys action, we had Oskaloosa over McLeod 42-31, and we talked about it a moment ago, ACCHS over Valley Falls 50-41. That's going to set up tonight, the only game that's on the books, Troy at JCN. You'll be out there at JCN. There is some wrestling going on. You've got, Onega and Donovan West, Riverside, Atchison, Oskaloosa, Nemaha Central, McLeod will all be out at Rossville. So that will be interesting for the Kaw Valley Duels.
Yeah, you know,
I know you had that marked on your calendar.
I was going to say, I was looking at some of the teams, and when I was out at Effingham the other night, looking at their sports winter sports calendar. That wrestling team travels, man.
Weren't they just like out west?
They've been to Colby.
Hoxie somewhere.
They go all over the state. I mean, and they hit the big ones, and Tiger Wrestling is a legend in the Sunflower State.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like KU basketball, right? Don't back down from anybody. They say, hey, let's go. Let's do it. Games coming up tomorrow night in high school action. JCN's going to be at Oskaloosa, Valley Heights at Donovan West, Riverside at Royal Valley. Horton will be at Jackson Heights. You're going to have Atchison at Casey Sumner, and McLeod will be at ACCHS. Pleasant Ridge will be at Moore Hill Mount Academy. So a full slate of games going on around the area tomorrow night.
Hey, tell you what, we're going to take a quick breather. We'll be back. We got lots more stuff to talk about on Sports Look. And don't forget, high school hoops coming up here, top of the hour. We'll return right after this. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Back with you here on Sports Look. Good to have you along here this evening. You know what, guys? Last night we had Benedictine basketball on Care Radio and the Lady Ravens traveling down to Parkville. They and the guys playing the Pirates. Benedictine women even up their conference record now at 3-3. They had an impressive win, 59-52. And in that game, okay, BC broke out on top, 3-0, right out of the gate. Allie Kramer hits a three. Never trailed in the game, but yet could never put together that big lead, that lead that you say, okay, I'm in good shape here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was one of those things where Park was just scrappy throughout, right? They're able to just keep themselves in that ball game, try to stay within striking distance, but the Ravens did a great job of never giving up the lead. And, you know, the third quarter, they easily could have given up the lead, right? They went through a long drought. They struggled to get shots to fall, and it wasn't that they weren't taking shots. They just weren't getting them to go through, but once they started to get a few shots to fall, put a little distance between them in the fourth quarter, and the Ravens come away with a nice 59-52 win on the road, you know, before the holidays. And they've got a big test we'll talk about here in a moment coming up. But again, for the Lady Ravens, it's good to get one in the win column, especially in a game where, let's face it, you're better than Park.
Yeah, you are. And even though you're on the road, it was impressive to see so many Benedictine fans there. It was remarkable. It was great to see. A great chance to talk to a lot of the folks from the Kansas City area. BC three girls got in the double figure scoring on the night with Allie and Josie at 11 apiece. Jennifer had 10. But Gus, last night you got to see Coach Folsom use a lot of players. It'll be fine over there. A lot of players. He's played 11 on the course of the night, not only the starters. Kennedy Nicholson, of course, getting a ton of minutes because she's just that good. We also got to see a lot of Maddie Gerritsen, and I really hadn't seen her a lot. Grace Dixon got a little bit of PT. Kyra, of course, coming off the bench, you know, bringing that 6'3" post presence. So Lady Ravens are deep.
Yeah, and Jennifer Jacobs is a player who ends the night almost getting to a double-double, right? 10 points, 9 rebounds. So she had a big night. That's one of those things that, for Coach Folsom's team, you talk about that they've got so many different players that can beat you, so many ways to win a game, and they're just tough to match up with, right? A player gets into foul trouble, and an opposing coach says, okay. Coach Folsom says, all right, next person up, and away you go. I mean, and you can plug and play, which is really nice for Coach Folsom's teams, and he's had that quite a bit over the years.
For sure. And here's the thing for Benedictine, too. A couple of things that I noticed last night. Number one, they would have won that game by 20 if the shots would have been falling. They did not get a really high percentage, shooting 40% from the floor, 4 of 14 from outside. At the free throw line, they hit some late, but ended up 17 of 27. So, you know, they've had better shooting nights.
Well, but sometimes I account it to the gymnasium.
That gym is wacky.
And it reminds me of going down to the Ashcroft, right? Like, it's kind of got that tall steeple ceiling, but it's, like, close in at the ends, and it's, I don't know. It's just a funny setup, and to get a win in Parkville is nice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I guess I didn't really realize, too, until last night. I'm just sitting there scanning through the Benedictine roster. Coach has got everybody from around home. I mean, almost that entire team is from Kansas. One Missouri player, one Oklahoma player. Kyra from Oklahoma. And the Missouri player is close to the most, 17 miles away, you know, because you've got Herrera coming from LeBlanc. So that he has really done a great job of bringing in, you know, area and Kansas talent into his program.
Yeah, and Coach Folsom has done that really well over the years, right? He's done a nice job of bringing in players that are close to home, and I think that also helps to build your fan base as far as all those parents get to catch every game, and there are a lot of local people that say, oh man, I remember so-and-so in college or high school, I'm going to make my way out there, right? Like, how many Northeast Kansas League people are you going to hear say, oh, I remember watching Josie at JCN. I'm going to catch a BC game this weekend. So,
yeah, and how many times do I get to do, you know, we get to do starters. And, You can just call them high school names because everybody knows
everybody
their high school.
Everybody knows that high school. Yeah. Exactly. Other games that went on around the conference last night on the ladies' side, it was Mid-America knocking off Missouri Valley 76-57. Evangel held off Baker 68-62. A little bit of a surprise maybe for me that Graceland beat William Penn 72-69. It was Central Methodist, a 75-61 winner over Culver Stockton last night. There is one game around the conference this evening. It's probably one of the closer games in the conference. Clark and Mount Mercy will be playing down in Cedar Rapids tonight. So for the Lady Ravens, if you're looking at it, and the men as well, Clark is not going to have that extra day of rest, but you're also going to lose an extra day to travel. So I don't know. You win some, you lose some right there with that whole train of thought. Real quick, we'll go back and look at, can you believe it? We had a conference player of the week that didn't come from Central Methodist. How about Ella Larson was the ladies player of the
week.
Yeah, 19 points, 11 rebounds. So looking up and down at the conference, Central Methodist still remains unbeaten. They're 10-0, 6-0. Culver Stockton and Grandview are both 5-1. Grandview is maybe that surprise for me, right, on the ladies' side. With the new coach, and they still haven't skipped a beat. You have Mid-America at 4-2, Evangel at 4-2, Clark, who started the season out ranked really high now. They're still 8-2, but they're only 3-2 in conference play. So their two losses have come in conference play. The Lady Ravens fighting back to 500. They're 5-6, but they are 3-3 in conference play, in a good spot to be right there in the middle of the conference. You round out the conference with Baker, Peru State, and Park, all with one win in conference play.
Tell you what, we got lots more to talk about. We'll be back talking about the Benedictine guys, college men's basketball, more Sports Look right after this.
Mommy.
Now, here's the only thing I'm a little concerned about.
What?
I think that's important.
Is the board's power source in? Will cut off all power turned off.
Don't know where that comes from. Back with you here on Sports Look. Good to have you along on a Thursday evening. High school basketball coming up shortly, but Gus, we were talking about college hoops. I think you're right there. College hoops and the Benedictine guys last night. Wow, what a game. I mean, the lead probably changed hands a dozen times. The game was probably tied 8 or 10 times. It went back and forth. Late seconds of the game, like 7 seconds left, 4 seconds left, it was Sam Ungashick hitting one free throw in a tie game. So the Ravens are up one. Park goes down the floor. The BC defense didn't give them the shot they wanted, and BC wins by one.
Yeah, and so I'm going to tell you, in the back of my mind, I really thought it was overtime, right? I just thought, and even Sam, he's a great shooter, okay? Sam's not the best free throw shooter, okay, on this team. He finishes the night 3 of 7 from the free throw line. And for the Ravens last night, didn't attempt many free throws. Only 13 attempted free throws on the night. They hit, you know, almost half of them. They were 6 of 13 from the free throw line last night. But Braden Belt, right?
Shooters. He was phenomenal.
We talk about shooters all the time. Last week, we talked about Braden Belt coming off what was a tough game for him. Just couldn't get the ball to fall through the bucket. Last night, that bucket was like 8 feet wide as Braden Belt was 6 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 11 from behind the arc. He had 18 points to go along with 2 assists and 2 rebounds. Also was able to take a ball away last night. Jaden Timmy coming off the bench gives you 13 points. He was 4 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 7 from behind the arc. Was able to pull down 7 boards and, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to go to that bench and bring in a guy like Jaden Timmy, a guy like Anthony Hall, who gave you 8 minutes and 3 points. So, for the Ravens, they still keep toying around with that starting lineup, right? Like, sometimes you see Tyson Cathy in there. Sometimes they go a little smaller. Last night, they went with the senior out of Liberty. He gave you 19 minutes and 6 points. So, for the Ravens, though, it was nice to see a big game from Braden Belt.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's also I like to see again. We talked about with the ladies team, it's similar with the guys. You got the depth. You mentioned that they brought Anthony Hall in, but Bryson LaRue did a nice job in the ball game. Love seeing Hunter Schneider come in off the bench. You know, he's just kind of a great change-up kind of a guy. If you get him in front of you, You may as well figure on going around him. You're not going through him.
Yeah, and Hunter's one of those things that you feel like maybe he's just now starting to get healthy, right? Like, he dealt with some health issues last season, got banged up at the end of the year, but starting to get healthy, starting to be in there a little more. So it's good to see him get in there, bang around a little bit. And you know what else? You get five fouls.
Yeah, use them,
use
baby.
Use them, baby.
Get them.
Hunter ends up with four last night. So, for the Raven men, getting that win last night against a Park team who might be struggling a little bit. They're 4-7. They're 2-4 in the conference. But I'm going to tell you, Jason Klein is one of the better coaches in this conference, having been around for, was it 21, 22 seasons,
yeah,
something like that. I mean, he knows his basketball.
I did a little bit of the math. All of those coaches last night, all four of the coaches, two men, two women's coaches, have been there a long time. You had 86 years of combined coaching experience with those four.
Wow. And before that, for the girls at Park, was Claude English, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, craziness.
Well, and before that, and I was talking about it during the thing, and I don't know if you remember the Kansas City Kings, when they were, you know, when they were a thing in the NBA, and Joe C. Merriweather, he coached the Park girls for, you know, a couple, 3 years or something there at one time. So, yeah,
so,
they had some good coaches.
Looking up and down the games around the Heart of America Athletic Conference on the men's side last night, Mid-America knocked off Missouri Valley 91-60. Peru State, 98 points as they knocked off Grandview 98-72. It was Central Methodist, 79-69 winner over Culver Stockton. Penn holds off Graceland 80-72. Evangel beats Baker 81-72. The game tonight, again, we talked about, is Clark at Mount Mercy. So,
hey, well, there you have it. We're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment coming up. High school basketball shortly here on Care Radio. Do not go away.
She's got a friend right now. She knows that.
What?
You're going to keep doing that for her. She's going to keep ripping that thing off.
She's just like, I'll wait for it. Okay, it's a little slobbery now. Here we go. Fire. Back with you here on Sports Look. Thursday evening, high school hoops coming up shortly, but Gus, right now, the rapid fire segment, Kansas City Chiefs, they outlast the Broncos. Didn't look good doing it, but, you know, yeah, that was say, just take the win and go on for Kansas City. Maybe that's the best idea right here.
Yeah, okay, so two things are going to come out of that game for the Chiefs. Number one, the secondary, I get it, you're starting all these rookies, but at this point of the season, they're not rookies, right? Like you've got to step up. You got to do some things. But I also think the Chiefs might have played just a little reckless at times, right? Like, I love the Patrick Mahomes throwaway touchdown pass to Jerick McKinnon. But I also think that you don't always get that play, right? Like, I think Patrick probably plays a little cleaner if he needs to. It's one of those things that when you're playing a bad team and you know you can beat them no matter what you do, you kind of get a little sloppy and say, hey, watch this, you know? And, so I don't know. I just think that it was one of those games that it was a blip on the radar. You move on, and Kansas City has a really bad Houston team at Houston this week.
Yeah, and again, they're going to have no trouble with Houston. Everybody knows that. But still, I got to tell you, in the back of my mind, you try to not, but you look forward a little bit, and you worry. What are the things that you got to fix? What do you got going on? I am worried about Orlando and Wiley, man. They are killing me. Killing me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're really struggling, and if you're a Chiefs fan, you're going to say, yeah, well, maybe Lucas Niang has finally been activated, and maybe you may see Lucas play a little right tackle, or I don't know, he could even play some left tackle. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to figure out if he's going to be a part of your program coming up. But for Kansas City, I think that, you know, bigger than those two, you've got your two speedsters coming back, you know, possibly this week, possibly next week. I think Kansas City's just going to kind of play around and see when they need them, but
you know, since August, I've been waiting for McColl, right?
Yeah, I mean, and here's the deal. McColl had that huge game at San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and Kansas City just dumped the 49ers, right? And the 49ers were a really good team, and they still are. So I think that, you know, all in all, you get all your pieces back, everybody gets healthy, you're going
to
be just fine.
I don't need McColl to make 10 catches a game, okay? I need him to make 3 40-yard catches.
I was going to say, there's the thing. He's going to catch 3 passes and have 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, that's just how the Chiefs are going to attack this season.
And so the Chiefs are going to be at noon on Sunday with the Texans.
One of the rare noon games, right? Like, yeah. Everybody looks at Kansas City and they say, oh, that's a primetime game. Well, Chiefs-Texans, probably not. And the Texans starting running back, like, their best player is not going to play this week. He's out with a hamstring issue. And how many times in the NFL have you seen rotating quarterbacks? And that's what Houston is going to do on Sunday.
And you could say all of that, and yet it is the Shield. It is the NFL. And the fact that Kansas City is a full 14-point favorite, that is just a huge number.
Okay, they will not catch that, right? They won't win by 14. I can almost tell you that, because Kansas City's terrible against the spread, and I just don't think Andy Reid has it in him to beat a team by 14, right? He's just happy to win a game and move on down the road. The other thing is, everybody says, yeah, well, the Houston Texans played really close with the Cowboys. The Cowboys won that game with 42 seconds left on a Zeke touchdown. But I also think that kind of hurts the Texans, because the Chiefs look back at that and say, man, they were right in it with Dallas, so we're going to have to, like, take this game pretty serious.
Other games going on. Let's get started with tonight. While you're listening to the game, you can turn the TV on, shut the volume off, and have 49ers, Seahawks. That's going to be a decent Thursday game, okay?
Yeah, it could be a fun game, right? The Seahawks defense is getting a little worse right now. The 49ers are getting pretty healthy.
49ers.
I like Brock Purdy right now.
Yep.
Right? Like, the kid was at Iowa State. He was a really good quarterback. I think that this 49ers team is maybe a little scary at the
49ers
moment.
49ers could make a playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're in, right?
Yeah. You got Saturday? Is that right?
Yeah, so this is that one weird weekend where the NFL is going to throw three games at you on Saturday, and one of those games should be okay.
Dolphins at Bills. I'm just going to watch it to see how the Dolphins react to northern New York State weather.
How about this for crazy? The Dolphins really need this game more than the Bills. Now, the Bills need it because they can't afford to lose another game, because if they do, Kansas City walks in the playoffs with one seed, okay? The Dolphins have to have this game because I'm going to tell you, the Dolphins are right on the cusp of missing the playoffs. And you're like, really? Wow. Like, the tiebreakers don't work.
Nuts.
Yeah, the tiebreakers don't work in their favor. They lost to the Chargers the other day, which I think at the end of the season they're going to tie with the Chargers and miss the playoffs because of that loss a couple nights ago.
And you got to blame my boys, the Jets.
Yeah, and the Jets are playing well. So, again, the Dolphins have a terrible schedule down the stretch. The Bills have maybe just as bad of a schedule down the stretch. And for Kansas City, they have, like, the second easiest schedule down the stretch. So it's a good place to be if you're a Chiefs fan.
Speaking of the Jets, they're at home with the resurgent Lions. The Lions have to frighten you even on the road. A Sunday noon game, it is a toss-up.
Yeah, I mean, even Vegas doesn't know what to think of this, right? Like, they're going to call it even. 44.5 is the over-under. This could be a fun game to watch. I think I'll probably be flipping between this and the Chiefs game Sunday afternoon.
Titans are going to be at the Chargers, and the Chargers are struggling. They're having a bit of a hard time. And the Titans are kind of a giant killer in my mind.
Yeah, the Titans are one of those teams who just always seem to come up with a big win when they need it. Should be a good game. King Henry coming off of a game where he's finally got going a little bit. The Chargers defense a little banged up. You know, that could be a game where Henry runs wild and the Titans come away with a win.
Bengals are at Bucks, and I don't understand why on the road, Cincinnati's a favorite, 3.5.
Yeah, so they're a 3.5-point favorite against the Buccaneers. I don't know. I mean, Tom Brady just seems to win these games, right? Like, it's one of those things where it's just everything. You're coming to the end of the season. He tends to win those games. He had that huge Monday night comeback a couple weeks ago. I just feel like this is a place for Bengals to have a letdown.
And in a couple of really low-scoring games, I'm expecting as you're going to have Giants at Commanders for the Sunday night game. And the Monday night game, Rams at Pack?
I would have flexed out both of these games, right? Because nobody cares about the two of these.
But they were going to flex it for the Chiefs because nobody cares about the Texans.
Okay, the Giants and Commanders, they could do something that hasn't been done in 99 years, okay? They could tie, which would be the first time in 99 years that two teams have tied each other twice, right? like, wasn't it 20-20 when they tied 2 weeks ago? So, I don't know. It just doesn't do much for me. Rams-Packers, Baker Mayfield had a fantastic game last week against the against the Raiders, where he was able to come back and get a big win at the end of that ball game. Packers a 7-point favorite in that. Games going on in college basketball. First of all, how about KU over Missouri last week? That was just a beatdown. Now, the Hawks will be back home Saturday. They're going to host the Indiana Hoosiers. That thing, an 11 a.m. game, number 14, Indiana, comes to Fog Allen. Saturday evening, it will be Nebraska traveling to Bramlage Coliseum, taking on Kansas State. That is a 6 p.m. tip-off from Manhattan. And then, I know how much you love this one, Saturday, 8 p.m., it's got to be a short trip. Oklahoma State at Wichita State.
That's going to be a good ball game, don't you think?
Yeah. Do they play Coke Arena, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And so, but doesn't that have to be what, like hour and a half?
Two on the outside.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Stillwater over to Wichita, yeah. So.
Hey, we got a great sketch coming up here on Care Radio, beginning here in just minutes. It'll be Jefferson County North and Troy High School Hoops coming up tonight, tomorrow night. Valley Falls at Donovan West. Benedictine Saturday at 12 and 2. The Ravens at Clark. Tuesday, we'll have ACCHS and Horton. Hey, we want to thank Kamada Wealth Management, Gerber Electric, High Voltage Bar and Dance Exchange Bank, Petro Convenience. Till next time, for Gus Couch, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Coolio, dudio. Oh, man, we didn't.